ride slow, yeah, ride slow, yeah, I ride slow, everywhere I go, ride slow. Good morning, guys. It's Monday, and I'm feeling great. Today's topic is, how often do you greet a person? Me, I just say it's a 50-50, depending on if you give off a certain box. Some people, you know, you don't want to say hello to, because I'm not saying I'm a talkative person or an anti-social person. I had jobs, so I had to be social a lot, you know what I'm saying? But if you understand the structure of people and understand their vibes, you know what I'm saying? They're just being themselves, but some of them, like, yo, I ain't got time for all that. I'm going to talk to you later. You know what I'm saying? It be days, you know, you be on some fast movement, and then they be on some slow movement, you know, so you don't want to interrupt them when they're talking. You want to, like, try to piece some way and patron, like, in a nice way to, like, yo, I got to go. But then, you know, you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings of what they might be telling you, something serious or something like that. It might be something you important, you might can do something about it. I'm not saying everybody's a superhero to know every topic they come to you that you can, you'll know it, you know, but not really. It's a different status, you know what I'm saying? So everybody grows differently in this world, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm like a small talker, you know what I'm saying? Because I can understand what you come to me, like, especially with women. Like, I'm not saying I'm a master in understanding, because I ain't that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned by just jumping in the pool, you know what I'm saying? Old head told me, say, just gotta say something. And I never knew what that was as a young boy. I was like, what the fuck that mean? Like, excuse my language, but what that mean? Like, go and talk to her, like, and say anything? Because, like, in my mind, I was thinking about cartoons and all that. But then again, my mind was like, oh, yeah, she's sexy. She got, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness, I want to talk to her. She nice. Then, just say something. Then I just, the gentleman came right out of me. Boom. I just instantly knew what to say to this person, you know? So, and then it just got a habit of understanding each different person you talk to, you know what I'm saying? And then it builds your own confidence, and it builds chemistry through the opposite sex to build your boost of being well healthy in this world. Let me tell you something, guys. That confidence makes you a strong man, you know what I'm saying? It makes you talk better. It makes you, you know, feel better about yourself, and you can do anything in this world, because that's the only sex that we see opposite from us in this world, and that's what we attracted to in this world. So, you know, if my eyes like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? It ain't about the sex, you know what I'm saying? It's about that vibe, you know what I'm saying? That vibe, you know what I'm saying? You gotta this vibe, because it be on their time. Me, I don't even pressure. That's how good it is with me. Like, bro, I ain't saying I don't like sex, but listen, I ain't gotta have it all the time with me, my nigga. Listen, it's easy, because if I'm vibing with her, boom, I'm chatting with her, boom, we chilling up, doing what we gotta do, boom, it just turns to something like that. Listen, but if she ain't on there, I ain't on shit, ain't nothing gonna happen to me. Listen, I'm not gonna be mad, nothing like that. But this is the devil part about this twist about being with that part. When you don't accept it all the time, she'll think that you probably are getting it from somewhere else, or supposedly doing something wrong in her life. So it channels that witch, I like to say. That's the witch in the chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to use the other word, but that's that in them. So they don't like that word to be called. So I'm not going to say that sometimes, though. But this is my podcast. I'm going to say how I want to feel. Just shout out to all my people that's listening, and all my fellow people, fellas that understand where I'm coming from. So listen, that witch comes right out in any second. Say, for instance, if she wants to be on, and then you be like, no, I'm chilling. Any other time, what you saying? XYZ, XYZ, all these calculated words come out. Now you gotta translate what the hell is going on, because maybe you just came home from a long day at work, or maybe you just then did something hard as working. You ain't do nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying? You tired, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get bigger. Like, I'm not gonna have, like, no young boy, yeah, all that. Listen, calm down with all that, you know what I'm saying? You want something, you want a man. Want somebody to be stable, humble, and patient. Listen, you gonna stay structured. Not every time I want that coochie, girl. Listen, I love it. I want it, but I don't need it all the time. It's easy. I'm just saying, I've been grown to understand women, my people. Understand and listen. That's all you gotta do. And then you hear the stuff that comes out and you be wondering, like, wow, what can I do right? Or what can I fix in my form of trying to, yeah, you know what you're doing. And I know what I'm doing. So we ain't gonna play that gender card. We the same energy. So don't try to twist that on us with the opposites. Now, for the other side, I ain't gonna jump on that topic because that's not my topic, but like, I got families that's on that, you know what I'm saying? But listen, what I'm trying to say is like, just be patient, guys. That confidence, you know what I'm saying? That helps us, you know what I'm saying? That confidence, I call it confidence. I'm using good words so y'all will understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? She builds that confidence for you. And I'm saying you ain't always got to buy her everything or make her the queen of things. Because some girls don't even like all that stuff like that. They like a little spontaneous certain things. Like, I'm going to say the craziest spontaneous thing I did was this John. I'm not going to use her name. I'm going to give her a call, a letter. Her name is The B. I'm not going to put everything. But anyway, she worked at this train station, at this little, gift shop store and everything like that. So I walked in that joint, boom. Seen her at the dang cash register. I ain't say, oh, what's up? XYZ her name. I just said, good morning. Boom, walked in there, act like I was purchasing. So I purchased teddy bear, boom, card, flowers, some shit, boom. Walked up in that joint, paid it right in front of her, right? Guess what I did? Gave it right to her. Smooth stuff. Smooth. And she gonna say, for me? I said, yes, for you. I paid it. For real? Yep. Then the clerk manager's like, oh my God, that's such a gentleman. Smooth things is always the spontaneous way for me. You gotta focus on that, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I'm growing to learn everything in this world, and you should be too. Don't say that your own play game box game gotta be improved. It's like a phone. You upgrade that phone every day. You know what I'm saying? So, upgrade your game. You know what I'm saying? That's how life is. But shout out to all my followers, my podcast, Wilder, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's YoungFlex_TWC215. You know what I'm saying? Have a good morning. Have a blessed day and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here.